A little test. How many phases did I say were involved in the Austro-Hungarian system?
Let's see if I remember. Cleaning, milling, and in the middle, something else, but I don't remember.
Conditioning.
That's right, conditioning. And what's that?
Once the wheat has passed through the cleaning process, I'll tell you about that in a moment, the conditioning process begins. The first thing is to pass the wheat through a snipping machine, which removes the germ from the grains of wheat, because, as I said before, it can affect the shelf life of the flour if you leave it in. It is then put into conditioning bins to wait 24 hours before being milled. While it is in the bins, it is moistened a little to make it easier to separate the husk. Contact with moisture makes the wheat warm up and expand. And when it is then quickly cooled, it contracts and the husk splits. Would you like to learn a miller's old trick? To find out whether the wheat was moist enough, I used to take a few grains in my hand, put them in my mouth, and bite them. It never failed. After the conditioning bins, the wheat is sent to the scourer, another machine that separates part of the husk from the grain. Everything that comes out from that machine is passed under a magnet to make sure no fragments of metal have got in there. That would be awful. And then it is sent off to be milled. The magnet hangs over the safety bins, and from there, the wheat is poured into the first milling machine.